Now, ladies and gentlemen, the nation's foremost roving reporter, revealing what happens when the worlds of the ruling class and the common man collide. Taking you across the nation to offend the foes of liberty, seek our real heroes, and tear down the obstacles to restoring freedom. Here's When Worlds Collide with your host, Mark Anderson.
And we're sailing into our second hour here. And I'm still trying to live up to that introduction. It's not an easy one to live up to, let me tell you. But we all try, don't we? At any rate, continuing my reflections, almost a eulogy, I suppose you'd say, of the late Gus Stelzer, passed away February 21st, just about a week ago. I got the information directly from his wife, Lorraine, out in Washington State. He, of course, was the great author on NAFTA and other free trade Trojan horses that have been snuck into our land. And he pointed out something that he and I kind of observed at the same time, or we both saw it, and we didn't really get this notion from having talked to each other. And this is really important, too. I'm bringing up a lot of undiscussed or under-discussed or sacred cows, you might say, that need to be reexamined, in some cases debunked. I'm doing a lot of that tonight in discussing the memory of Gus Stelzer, a longtime GM executive. And that is that a lot of people don't realize, even a lot of the NAFTA critics, that NAFTA is a treaty. But it was passed as an agreement. The globalists, including your friend and mine, Dave Rockefeller, love that word agreement. Because that way you don't have to say the word treaty. And if you don't have to say the word treaty, you don't have to say it's a treaty. And if you don't have to say it's a treaty, you don't have to have the Senate approve it as a treaty and put it on a higher standard and make it go over a higher bar before it is approved. And that alone, regardless if NAFTA was the greatest thing ever, that alone should be reason for its demolition. NAFTA was never handled as a treaty. It was approved by a simple majority in Congress in 1993, and it is absolutely a treaty. It establishes a whole new set of rules for Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. to trade. It's a treaty. It's not something else. It's a treaty. It always will be a treaty. And it never was handled as such, and this is one thing that snuck by even many of the most seasoned observers of the overall trade issue. And discussing Gus Stelzer's memory couldn't be more important given the current economic conditions. I tried to get him on this radio show about middle of last year when he was still alive, and he just didn't feel up to it. He was starting to have a lot of trouble then, but he saw the terrible fruit that free trade and NAFTA was bearing on the American people, and he knew well that through currency being controlled by the Fed and through trade being controlled through the executive branch and onward to the World Trade Organization, that Americans didn't really stand a chance of having a truly, truly prosperous economy again unless they woke up to these salient facts, and challenge sometimes their own notions to make sure that they had their facts straight, and then proceeded to demand that tariffs be reinstalled against imports, to demand that Congress, not the WTO, regulate trade, but to demand that Congress, not the Federal Reserve, create money for the people through the Treasury debt-free, perhaps with a gold and silver standard of some sort. That's another place to explore later. But these are the demands that need to be made. And we'll be covering more details on the life of Gus Stelzer, mainly his writings, after these messages, before we bring on a guest from today's Ron Paul event in Austin for the last half hour. Stay tuned.
In May of 1941, the war had just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. And I'm continuing my tirade against free trade, NAFTA, and other noxious schemes like that. And, of course, remembering Gus Stelzer, the late GM executive who contributed so much to our knowledge of the fool's gold of free trade and the way that NAFTA and other specimens of free trade have so terribly undermined our nation, along with the Federal Reserve's meddling machinations, messing with our money. And these are things that Congress needs to take back because the Constitution delegated currency and money matters and trade matters to them. They were not authorized to give it away. Many members of Congress, indeed the whole body of Congress, needs to be reprimanded like never before. And I even have a friend, an acquaintance, Aaron Bollinger, of whom I wrote in the American Free Press that's just about to come out, who points out that and this is just a little advanced notion on advanced publicity on what's coming out in AFP. He points out that we really need to re-energize our state legislators to help keep the federal government in line. That the idea that we can do it ourselves by writing them and calling them is not nearly enough, important though it may be and necessary though it may be. He points out, and I'll mention this briefly, that there are upwards of 10,000 state legislators, but only 435 congressmen and 100 senators. So he actually has a model law whereby the state legislators would call their U.S. senators to the carpet and ask them about their stewardship, because that is the only body within our federal government that was actually designed to represent the states. Despite the 17th Amendment, I know, that body is still supposed to represent the states. The Congress, the House, represents the people at large. And simply put, Mr. Bollinger's proposed law, a model law that any state could adopt, would put the U.S. senators on notice that they must appear before the state legislature of their state and talk about things like, why did you not handle NAFTA as a treaty? The Constitution requires the Senate to handle all treaties. Why did you enslave and bind all the states, including our state, into NAFTA without looking at it for what it really is, and that's a treaty? Many things could be brought to the attention of senators by the state legislatures that would get their attention in a way that far exceeds what the average person can do. To even contact your congressman or senator directly these days is almost impossible, and it's sad but true. So this is something else that I'll be dealing with more on this show later, but that'll be in the next American Free Press. You can inquire about it by calling 888-699-NEWS or go to AmericanFreePress.net for contact information. We have our trial subscription, 16 weeks for $17.76, or you can get an online subscription for about $15 a year. We got lots of affordable deals. And so Mr. Bollinger's idea to get the states allied with the people in keeping the federal government in line will be in AFP, the next edition that goes to press, that just went to press, in fact, and is about to come out. And then I'll have him back on the show again to explain that. He's also a well-known Real ID opponent. Now, finishing the rest of this half hour, down to the bottom of the hour, talking about Gus Stalzer and free trade, I'll go on to say that while so many things could be quoted that were written by Mr. Stalzer in the many, many years that he contributed to this issue, I can't help but quote from, among other things, an insert that American Free Press, for which I write, just published. Excuse my fiddling here. And I mentioned this in a recent show, and I'm kind of expounding on it more to really drive these points home. And it's called Free Trade is Killing America. And it talked about how years ago Mr. Stalzer warned about these matters that are now coming around to haunt us. And I'm kind of skimming through here, but he goes on to say, bear with me, that Karl Marx, for example, was a big free trade advocate. There, I'm kind of grabbing onto something here. There's so much material in front of me. He was a free trade advocate, and that should speak volumes that Karl Marx would advocate such a thing. And he saw very clearly what Stalzer has written about, and that is that what free trade does is it disassociates people from their own economy. If you can't produce your own goods, shoes, clothes, electronics, whatever it might be, and you're dependent on other nations, especially cheap slave labor, to get the everyday necessities and some of your luxuries, many of your luxuries, you're essentially in a self-defeating cycle. And what that does is it undermines that Yankee ingenuity that brought this country out of its pioneering days and into the industrial age. Some of the more recent practitioners of that ingenuity, of course, were Harvey Firestone, Henry Ford, and people along those lines. And it's interesting to note that Thomas Edison as well was more of a freedom advocate than we may realize. Him and Henry Ford knew each other, and they both knew Harvey Firestone. And they talked about the U.S. Treasury printing our own money and not buying it from private banks such as the Federal Reserve. They talked about that idea of producing our money debt-free and not getting money through debt. And they talked about the need for production and the need to have wages high enough where employees can afford the very products that they produce, which, of course, Henry Ford was famous for, his workers could earn enough to buy a Model T themselves. But free trade, which Gus Stalzer perhaps was the foremost critic, has taken all that apart, that inventiveness, that Yankee ingenuity. It's put all that in sort of a tailspin. We still have it in our hearts, I think. We still have it in our grasp and in our spirits to reignite that. But we have to see through the myths, and Gus Stalzer, who we honor tonight, is perhaps among the best writers in demolishing these myths that seem to sort of keep us caged in. And if I may, I'll go back to some of the main points I was making earlier to complete those before we get our guest on for the last half hour from today's Ron Paul State Convention in Austin. And I want you to stay tuned for that. We're going to have an on-the-scene report. But we've covered so far that tariffs are often regarded as bad when, in fact, we need them. We've talked about how inflation is not just printing too much money, but really it's taxes and regulatory and interest charges borne by businesses and passed on to the consumer that really is the main engine of inflation. And this, of course, is according to Mr. Stalzer and the many things that he debunked, the many notions and misconceptions that he challenged. Of course, we've covered today that the Constitution, according to many people, guarantees a free market and free trade. And we've shown to some degree, with time permitting here, that that's really not true. The Constitution is a populist document, not a libertarian document. Mr. Stalzer, of course, and this is one of the most important ones, one of the least understood, showed very clearly that the trade deficit is more important than the budget deficit and, in fact, is its primary cause. It's not true that it's simply too much federal spending that's causing our budget deficits. And, of course, it's not so much how many regulations we have, but who does the regulating. So while we can bemoan and talk about the many outrageous, costly regulations that suppress American businesses, we still have to have some regulation in order to guarantee fair trade and a well-oiled economy. And we also do that so what the Constitution calls for, the Congress to regulate money and regulate trade, is honored, and we don't let private entities do that. Who does the regulating matters as much or more than how many regulations we have. Because as Mr. Stalzer ably pointed out, and I've kind of reached this conclusion as well, independently as well as agreeing with him, it's not so much that we have an overly regulated economy in the U.S. We do in many ways, and many of these regulations need to be taken out. But it's irregulated. It's misregulated, and I think that's really more accurate. Too many of the things that should be regulated are not, and too many things that ought not to be regulated are. And then you add into that that the two main areas where our economy is being taken apart through the money system and through trade are the two areas that Congress is supposed to do the regulating and is not. And I would say, without reservation, that right now we have the most derelict Congress in the history of our country. It's never been worse. I have never seen such a group of flunkies in all my life. Except for Dennis Kucinich, Ron Paul, and a small handful of others, it is really sad, and that's why our state legislatures need to take a much more active role in putting the federal genie back in the bottle, getting the right regulations where they belong, taking out the wrong ones, making it cheaper to do business here, and installing tariffs so those outside countries and companies that want to sell in our market must pay the privilege for doing so. It's very important. What all this boils down to is we need fair trade, not so much free trade. Because free trade, and now I can go into this a little bit, is a bit of a misnomer. And this is very important, ladies and gentlemen. I want to try and get this in before we get to the bottom of the hour. We're told, as I mentioned earlier, that NAFTA is managed trade. And if we only had free trade, everything would be fine. Now, we're coming on the messages. It always sneaks up on me. After these messages, I'll complete that train of thought, and then I expect to bring on a delegate from today's Ron Paul State Convention in Austin, Texas. So we'll be right back after these messages.
On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
And welcome back to the show. I appreciate all those who are listening out there. We have just a few minutes before the bottom of the hour, then we're bringing on a guest today, Robert Abraham, a delegate at the Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty Austin event, a statewide convention that went on today. He's going to give us a live recap on the scene. And Dr. Paul spoke there today. Now, I understand I have a caller. I will mention that time is short, and I would ask the caller to ask a brief question or comment so there's time to answer. I guess it's Leo. I hope I got the name right, from Massachusetts. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, you mentioned the 17th Amendment, and I've been hearing from other people, Chris Hinckley, about the 14th Amendment and this fourth section of government. But I'm looking right now at the 10th Amendment and
uh-huh.
I'm saying to myself, why isn't that a really good motivating factor for us to all get behind, at least to start off the discourse?
Yeah, you know, the 10th Amendment is so important because, as you well know, whatever the federal government was not delegated to do by the Constitution is automatically left to the states and the people.
I have a rather novel way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Fire away.
I look at the 10th Amendment as a feminist movement.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm going at?
You got me curious. Go on.
Well, you see, since the states created the federal government,
yes,
then the federal government is the child to the state.
Okay, very good. That's true. It's their offspring.
Mother states getting together and say, no, 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 Mr. Fed, you're going the wrong way. We're going to call you back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a rather humorous way to look at it.
Well, you got to have a little levity. You can't get too serious these days. Otherwise, we could never fight the good fight.
Right, right, right. And I think that, you know, even couching it in those terms will, you know, bring more people into it. Maybe mothers will look upon it more readily, you know, because perception is reality, unfortunately.
Oh, especially in America.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's a great point. And that's, you know, in that spirit, I mentioned Aaron Bollinger, the Real ID, anti-Real ID guy who's with the National Veterans Committee on Constitutional Affairs. And I know it's nvcca.net. But, yeah, long story short, he has this proposed law. Any state could adopt it, call their senators to the carpet, make them visit the state capitol and say, what is this NAFTA business? Why did you give our money power to the Fed? Why did you hand our trade power to the WTO? What are you doing? NAFTA was a treaty. Why didn't you handle it like a treaty? What's the matter with you, you know?
Do you have that on a URL somewhere?
I know it should, something should be at nvcca.net. Stands for
M
National.
Or N?
I'm sorry?
M or N?
No, N, like National. National Veterans Committee on Constitutional Affairs. N, like National, vcca.net. I haven't looked at it recently, but I wrote an article in AFP about, you know, an individual American that has an idea, and you know, you don't have to be a great singer to be on the AFP stage. You just have to have a good idea, and he's got an interesting idea. And the Tenth Amendment, I guess you could say, sort of goes hand in hand with that. That, as you note, the Fed is the child of the states, and the states have a bad need to give the federal government a spanking. If the child's misbehaving, it needs a spanking.
Exactly my point. And I'm a little miffed at Chris Hinckley, who does the Road Warrior, and he seems to think that this will be somewhat negated through the 14th Amendment, which is this fourth branch of government crap, which I can't even, I'm having a hard time with it, figuring it out.
My own notion of that, in the brief time we have left, is I think people make too much of the 14th Amendment. I'm not saying it's insignificant, but not every amendment in the Constitution means a whole lot. The first 10, of course, do, because that's the Bill of Rights. After you get past the Bill of Rights, things start getting a little murky here and there, because you have things that were amended for maybe the wrong reasons, and maybe the 14th Amendment is a bad thing, but I really think that I don't think it's an obstacle, but I haven't heard this guy's arguments that you're referring to.
I'll check in with Chris Hinckley at Road Warrior and talk to him about it, because
okay.
I think he's being negative without... See, I called him last night and I said, look, you know, we need to get people behind something, and this 10th Amendment thing is a good, you know, it's a focal point. I mean, 29 states have gone behind it so far, and the media has a total shutdown on it. They won't talk about the 10th Amendment at all. And we need to be calling in to our local media sources and say, hey, don't 29 states have a 10th Amendment process going? You know, because the controlled media has to let us know that we know that they're controlled.
You know, that's a good point. I've often said personally that people should call their media as much as they call their congressman or even more, and tell them that, you know, that they see through all this propaganda and all this suppression of information. And just tell them, you know what's going on and how come they're not reporting it, and really berate them. And if they still don't want to listen and all these newspapers are closing and cutting back and declaring bankruptcy, then let them go out of business. If they can't do their job, then they should just fade away.
So how do you see another methodology of popularizing the 10th Amendment movement? I mean, we're all in a little think tank.
I don't know. Hey, I hate to interrupt you. I want to thank you for calling. We have messages coming up here. I've got a guest coming on. I'm going to try and address that topic a little bit when he comes on. But I want to thank you for calling. We got to get to these commercials. And so thanks a lot, Leo, and please
You're
call back another
to the
time.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
And now we return to the show. We're going into the last half hour. I want to thank Leo from Massachusetts for calling. He makes a very good point about the 10th Amendment, the relationship of the states with the federal government. In a at least roundabout way, that's some of what I've been addressing today, these first 90 minutes. But now I turn to a news event, and that's today's state convention of Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty, the program he put together in the wake of his presidency. Presidential bid, that is, when he was a GOP candidate. And the program, of course, was to carry on his ideas and get young people and all Americans involved in learning what's going on in our country, but most importantly, in running for office themselves or supporting others who do, and those with liberty on their minds and courage in their hearts, and ready to take on the system, and not just find the right candidate, but be a candidate themselves in many cases, and not just at the federal level. As we've talked about today, the states need to take much more of a role, the state legislatures in particular, in getting the federal monster back in its cage. So we need good people at the city level, the county level, the state level, not just in the federal government. And I want to welcome a delegate from today's Campaign for Liberty in Austin, Robert Abraham. How are you doing, Robert?
I'm doing pretty good.
Great. This last half hour, I thought it'd be good to have a little news update. You're just coming out of today's event. I think you have another day tomorrow there in Austin. Is it all day tomorrow?
No, it should be. It's scheduled for a half day tomorrow.
Okay, like 9 to 12 or 9 to 1? Or?
Yes, 9 to 1.
Okay. Now, just in case someone nearby is listening, this radio station is based in Round Rock, just outside of Austin. This is at the Monarch Center, isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's where the convention is. Right now I'm at the DoubleTree Hotel with Ron Paul, and there's a banquet dinner going on right now with about 600-plus people or so having basically a dinner for the Campaign for Liberty. So it's pretty eventful. Ron Paul speaking, actually, right now.
Oh, my goodness. That's tremendous. Well, I really appreciate, given the circumstance, you taking the time to be on the show. Too bad we couldn't feed that right in, but I don't think we have that capability. At any rate, I'm glad to hear that the turnout was some 600 people at the Monarch Center there along I-35, kind of on the north-central side of Austin.
Right.
And what was the main thing today prior to Dr. Paul himself showing up around 6 p.m. to speak? What was the day's activities? Did it focus at least somewhat on how to get good people in office at all levels?
No, it was basically trying to come up with a structure and organization as either if people want to be aligned with the National Campaign for Liberty organization, or do they want to have like a set, you know, a lot of people here in Texas have a big thing about, you know, having Texas independence. So there are a lot of independent-minded, grassroots activists and stuff. And so most of the day was actually spent kind of deliberating about, various amendments and bylaws and things like that as to the structure and organizational system in order to for Texas. So it wasn't necessarily what I was actually interested in. I was actually in the military for 5 years, so I have a lot of logistical experience with organizations. So it wasn't exactly what I would call a very productive day, to be honest with you.
Well, I appreciate your candor. Oftentimes, when we talk about the need to restore freedom in the country and the things that are going on, people that are trying to make a difference, and God bless everyone that tries, we sometimes paper over the problems and the differences, and we're not candid about these things, and I think that's important. Every organization has problems, and what you're saying is there are some organizational problems, and some of this is probably because it's in its infancy or at least in its younger years. Do you see these wrinkles being ironed out soon?
Well, to be honest with you, I think not to point anybody out, but, you know, with the current leadership structure in Texas, I don't think it's effective enough in order to really get that level of grassroots, get those liberty-minded candidates and those liberty-minded activists really focused on the grassroots here in Texas. So there's really there's a bit of a, I think a misunderstanding would be kind of like correct word for it, is misunderstanding as to how to effectively work within the grassroots from a grassroots level to a national level. So there's a bit of a kind of a understanding problem, and so with the current leadership of Texas for the Campaign for Liberty, there has I'll be talking to Jesse Benton, who's the vice president of the Campaign for Liberty. Tomorrow, actually, he'll be at the convention tomorrow to kind of observe and see what's going on with our Texas convention. So we'll see what transpires tomorrow. Hopefully, he'll be able to kind of get an idea as to things that I've kind of addressed with him today, and then also hopefully he'll be able to talk to some other people to hopefully get Texas on a fair better track, in my opinion.
Well, I hope so too. If what you're saying is true, there's a little bit of missteps, organizational problems, and these things are not to be unexpected. They do happen, and sometimes they're unavoidable, especially when something's just getting going. And I'm sure a lot of these things will be ironed out. I know Jesse Benton used to be one of Ron's main campaign managers and his media contact. I worked with him a little bit during the presidential campaign here and there, and met him in New Hampshire at the early GOP debates. And he probably, as well as anyone from the national level, could help the separate state affiliates such as Texas get on track a little better. What is his reaction so far? You've talked to him a little bit. I'm not asking you to put words in his mouth, but what does he think is the main thing that needs to be done, or is it too soon to tell?
I think it kind of raises a lot of questions in his mind as to the direction of the Texas campaign for liberty, and where we're where the overall direction's going. So that's why I kind of addressed some of my concerns to him, which, you know, I would think he'd be able to, you know, he'll see what I've been talking about today with him, and hopefully he'll be kind of, I don't want to say, you know, kind of enlightened as far as to being able to connect. For me personally, I think that being able to have a connection between the National Campaign for Liberty and your local you know, campaign for liberty lovers, you know, as far as in your own neighborhoods and in your own counties and senatorial districts and congressional districts, it's very important. That way you can effectively be able to get those liberty-minded candidates elected from, you know, from your city councils all the way up to your congressional offices and on, you know, and things like that.
What would facilitate that would be that national-local connection, so those that do run for office and win locally can eventually move up the ladder. Do I follow you right?
Yeah, I don't feel that having a separate organization away from the Campaign for Liberty would be effective enough, because then the support and everything that Ron Paul provides would not be there for the grassroots to kind of take a hold of and be a part of for the future of the country here in Texas and throughout the United States.
So state affiliates cannot be just completely detached.
Well, no, officially speaking, there is no through the 501c3, I believe it is, then the Campaign for Liberty cannot have affiliates by their tax exempt type of status and whatnot. So I don't know the specifics on that, but bottom line is that there's no affiliation. In my opinion, there only needs to be people that are either voted on or selected to be just representatives or coordinators for congressional districts of Texas, senatorial districts of Texas, and ultimately county coordinators. Thus, you can provide feedback to the either one state coordinator or multiple state coordinators, depending upon. If you were to go to the campaignforliberty.com website, you'd see that some states have more than one state coordinator, which I think is essential in order to being able to facilitate various activities and stuff, because maybe the job is necessarily a little bit, expensive in terms of trying to cover, especially a state like Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't even go from, one side to the other in like a day unless you don't sleep at all, you know, so.
Yeah, you know. Correct. It's one of the only states you can drive for 12 or 13 hours and still be in the same state.
Correct.
So what you're saying is, you have to have, however you do it, however you structure it, you have to have some connection between the national and local levels, and each these electoral districts need their own representatives. So anyone that would run for office in those respective areas would have a Campaign for Liberty person that they could work with.
Yeah, and one thing I've been doing, because I'm not, there's only a state coordinator right now for the Campaign for Liberty for Texas. And, so what I've done is kind of to help facilitate further networking and stuff is that I went ahead and just created another not trying to be separate or anything, but just to facilitate networking, because I feel that there's some, there's, as far as programming-wise, there's some technical issues that the Campaign for Liberty's program, the system, doesn't really utilize. I prefer, Facebook.com to help facilitate networking, which I think is essential in order to connect people in the grassroots level to connect candidates and events. And, you know, there's a multitude of things. One thing big with the Ron Paul campaign was meetup.com.
Yeah, no, exactly. And that networking is what made those money bombs possible. And the money bombs, in turn, are what gave Dr. Paul at least the shots in the arm he needed to make at least a reasonable dent in the public's memory and on the national level. You know, a lot of people know who he is now, even though the media and the establishment sort of relegated him to the sidelines. Without those money bombs, he would have been far less successful.
Mm-hmm.
And I would mention, too, Robert, keeping an eye on the time here for messages, but I've seen a lot of organizations, and one thing that organizations need is not only connections from the national to the local level, but the locals need to be able to communicate amongst themselves horizontally as well as vertically. And, of course, these meetup and Facebook things provide a great way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if an organization has a national leadership and they have a bunch of state affiliates, but all the state affiliates only communicate vertically with the national and there's no horizontal communication among the affiliates, then you get sort of where each state affiliate feels like it's a lone wolf, you know?
Right, yeah.
Especially in a big state, like you say.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I can see why you might need to innovate a little bit, at least, to make sure that there's both vertical and horizontal communication. And I know that for many years. I've seen many good organizations have great ideas, but they don't get their act together organizationally, and the greatest ideas don't come to fruition. Just like a newspaper that has no circulation can have great articles, but if nobody's reading them, what does it matter?
Right, correct.
And so, but anyway, what do you sense about Dr. Paul's reaction to this? Was he pleased with the turnout today, or what did he have to say? You probably heard some preliminary comments.
Yeah, I've been heavily involved in the Ron Paul campaign and the Campaign for Liberty, so I've heard Ron Paul speak, and I always keep track of all his videos that get posted from all his events that he mm-hmm. goes to around the country practically every week, and when he's on CNN or ABC or various other cable networks and stuff, and things that he had to say were today. He was happy to see that the grassroots were able to get together and we're able to see some trying to get some work done. I think that's definitely a powerful tool, is being able to get people to come together.
Did he say he was pleased it was more than he thought, or was there any comments on that? Going on 600 people is pretty good.
Yeah, he's really heavily been focusing on a lot of, due to a lot of things going on in Congress right now, he's really been focusing on a lot of the monetary issues that's going to affect all of us.
End the Fed campaign?
He was mentioning tonight, both at the banquet and at the convention hall, that his next book, actually, he's actually going to name his next book End the Fed. So
literally End the Fed, just like the organization that sort of sprang up last fall.
Yeah. And I actually held the End the Fed event here in San Antonio, and we had about 100 people come out, and we had all the news agencies, all the TV stations, all the newspapers and everything. So that was, I would say, by far the most media coverage I ever received for one of my events that I actually held.
Let me stop you there, Robert. I think that's good news to report that you there was 39 locations last November where the End the Fed rallies were. My wife and assistant Angie and I stood in front of the Fed's main lair in D.C. along Constitution Avenue, that, of course, is the main Board of Governors building, their little center for their empire there. And there were 38 other locations besides that. Here you're at the San Antonio, one of the branch banks that are along with the 12 main Federal Reserve banks, and you get all that media attention, and that's at just one of the smaller branch Fed banks. It's not at one of the 12 larger ones in their 12 regions. Mm-hmm. And you're saying both newspaper and broadcast media were there?
Oh, yeah. They were interviewing me and a couple other people. We had the Univision, the Hispanic television network there, and they they were interviewing a couple of our Hispanic supporters there that were there for in the Fed. So, yeah, it was, like I said, it was by far the most of the I got involved back in the campaign back in November of 2007. So, to be honest with you, from November 2007 until November 22nd of 2008, you know, that was by far the most media coverage I was able to produce on my own, you know.
And how did you see some of the coverage that they actually produced? The reports, the articles and
Yeah, they were really interesting. The articles that came out.
Were they fair? Were they reasonably accurate?
Yeah, they were kind of like, you know, they understand that there's some economic problems currently, and they felt that, you know, we came out because, you know, we feel that there's some, you know, there's problems with our monetary, a lot of monetary issues, and, you know.
Let me hold you there, Robert. We got a brief messages, then we got a few more minutes, then we'll have you on to finish the show. I'm glad we touched on that. We'll be right back after these messages with Robert Abraham from today's Ron Paul Texas Convention. Stay tuned.
On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
Okay, returning to the last couple minutes of the show, we've been talking with Robert Abraham, who participated in today's two-day event. Today was the first day in Austin, Texas, of Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty, his post-presidential election program that he more or less announced last September in Minneapolis, where I attended his big event, his big rally. And it talks about, among other things, educating the public about freedom issues and also, just as importantly, running liberty-minded people for office at all levels. We've talked a little bit today about some of the organizational problems and other confusion that can sometimes beset these organizations, especially in their younger days. And this is a relatively new campaign that came out of the wake of Mr. Paul's campaign. And at any rate, but we've also talked about some of the good things that it holds, as long as the organization is put together right, and some of the good things it can produce. And our guest today also took part and, in fact, was among the leaders of the San Antonio part of the End the Fed rally, a national campaign covering 39 Federal Reserve Bank locations last November. I was at one of them, and I can tell you it was a very spirited thing, and it's one of the most important things, like I talked about earlier in the show, where Congress should never have delegated its constitutional money power to a private for-profit bank that sells us our own money at face value plus interest. It's a debacle of legendary proportions. Well, to sort of wind it up, Robert, is Dr. Paul still speaking as we speak right now, or is he winding up?
I'm not sure exactly how long he's going to be speaking, but he's actually still speaking right now as I speak to you.
And that's at the DoubleTree Hotel?
Yeah, here in Austin, Texas.
Okay, and the event goes on tomorrow at the Monarch Center, at least for half the day, probably 9 to 12 or 9 to 1. If anybody
Correct.
In the Austin area or within driving distance is listening, you
yeah,
can go to the Monarch Center tomorrow. I believe it's 6406 Highway 35 in the middle of Austin, correct?
Yeah, if they need more information, just go to monarcheventcenter.com, and they'll have all their information there.
Monarch spelled like the butterfly. MonarchEventsCenter.com,
mm-hmm.
MONARCH, EventsCenter.com.
Yep.
Okay, very good. And any parting comments here? Is the agenda different tomorrow, or?
Hopefully they'll be able to come up with some, further resolutions, and hopefully there'll be something that we can work off of. I mean, personally speaking, I mean, I am already involved with Terry Hall, who's basically in charge of the Texas Toll Party, who's against any toll roads here in Texas.
Yes, and the corridor, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then on the Trans-Texas Corridor, and I'm also involved with two city council candidates and a mayoral candidate in San Antonio, and then, you know, and then working with, basically networking with basically activists to try to get them to come out for all these different events that I have going on. So, I'm just trying to, basically be that bridge, and get everybody connected. So that's why I think it's in very substantial to maintain a level of connection with the National Campaign for Liberty and also Ron Paul, so that, basically from your own neighborhood all the way up to, Washington, D.C.,
yes.
You can have that connection there. That way you feel like you're a part of a real serious movement.
Yeah, very good. And on that note, I'll part with you here. The message, the music is signaling us that the show is over. I want to thank you, Robert, for being on the show.
All right, no problem.
And we'll see you around, I'm sure. And I'll get a hold of you when I'm off the air. And thanks for listening out there, both in the archive version later and live. And we'll see you next time. Remember Gus Stelzer, a great writer. And hats off to him. Godspeed. He died February 21st. Let's remember him. He contributed so much. We'll see you next time.
With recent